Second part of the second part, question 21, presumption. Article 1, whether presumption trusts in God or in our own power. Just as through despair a man despises the divine mercy on which hope relies, so through presumption he despises the divine justice which punishes the sinner. Now justice is in God even as mercy is. Therefore, just as despair consists in aversion from God, so presumption consists in inordinate conversion to Him. Presumption seems to imply immoderate hope. Now the object of hope is an arduous possible good, and a thing is possible to a man in two ways, first by his own power, secondly by the power of God alone. With regard to either hope, there may be presumption owing to a lack of moderation. As to the hope whereby a man relies on his own power, there is presumption if he tends to a good as though it were possible to him, whereas it surpasses his powers, according to Judith 6:15, "Thou humblest them that presume of themselves." This presumption is contrary to the virtue of magnanimity, which holds to the mean in this kind of hope. But as to the hope whereby a man relies on the power of God, there may be presumption through immoderation in the fact that a man tends to some good as though it were possible by the power and mercy of God, whereas it is not possible. For instance, if a man hope to obtain pardon without repenting, or glory without merits. This presumption is, properly, the sin against the Holy Ghost. Because, to wit, by presuming thus, a man removes or despises the assistance of the Holy Spirit, whereby he is withdrawn from sin. First objection. It would seem that presumption, which is a sin against the Holy Ghost, trusts not in God but in our own power. For the lesser the power, the more grievously does he sin who trusts in it too much. But man's power is less than God's. Therefore, it is a more grievous sin to presume on human power than to presume on the power of God. Now, the sin against the Holy Ghost is most grievous. Therefore, presumption which is reckoned a species of sin against the Holy Ghost trusts to human rather than to divine power. Reply to the first objection. A sin which is against God is, in its genus, graver than other sins. Hence presumption, whereby a man relies on God inordinately, is a more grievous sin than the presumption of trusting in one's own power, since to rely on the divine power for obtaining what is unbecoming to God is to depreciate the divine power, and it is evident that it is a graver sin to detract from the divine power than to exaggerate one's own. Second objection. Other sins arise from the sin against the Holy Ghost, for this sin is called malice, which is a source from which sins arise. Now other sins seem to arise from the presumption whereby man presumes on himself rather than from the presumption whereby he presumes on God, since self-love is the origin of sin, according to St. Augustine. Therefore it seems that presumption which is a sin against the Holy Ghost relies chiefly on human power. Reply to the second objection. The presumption whereby a man presumes inordinately on God includes self-love, whereby he loves his own good inordinately. For when we desire a thing very much, we think we can easily procure it through others, even though we cannot. Third objection. Sin arises from the inordinate conversion to a mutable good. Now presumption is a sin, therefore it arises from turning to human power, which is a mutable good, rather than from turning to the power of God, which is an immutable good. Reply to the third objection. Presumption on God's mercy implies both conversion to a mutable good, insofar as it arises from an inordinate desire of one's own good, and aversion from the immutable good, inasmuch as it ascribes to the divine power that which is unbecoming to it, for thus man turns away from God's power. Article 2. Whether presumption is a sin. With regard to despair, every movement of the appetite that is conformed to a false intellect is evil in itself and sinful. Now presumption is a movement of the appetite, since it denotes an inordinate hope. Moreover, it is conformed to a false intellect, just as despair is. For just as it is false that God does not pardon the repentant, or that he does not turn sinners to repentance, so is it also false that he grants forgiveness to those who persevere in their sins, and that he gives glory to those who cease from good works. And it is to this estimate that the movement of presumption is conformed. Consequently, presumption is a sin, but less grave than despair. Since on account of his infinite goodness, it is more proper to God to have mercy and to spare than to punish, for the former becomes God in himself, the latter becomes him by reason of our sins. First objection. It would seem that presumption is not a sin, for no sin is a reason why man should be heard by God, Yet through presumption some are heard by God, for it is written in Judith 9:17, "Hear me, a poor wretch, making supplication to thee, and presuming on thy mercy." Therefore presumption on God's mercy is not a sin. Reply to the first objection. Presumption sometimes stands for hope, because even the right hope which we have in God seems to be presumption, if it be measured according to man's estate, yet it is not if we look at the immensity of the goodness of God. Second objection. Presumption denotes excessive hope, but there cannot be excess of that hope which is in God, since His power and mercy are infinite. Therefore it seems that presumption is not a sin. Reply to the second objection. Presumption does not denote excessive hope, as though man hoped too much in God, but through man hoping to obtain from God something unbecoming to him, which is the same as to hope too little in him, since it implies a depreciation of his power. Third objection. That which is a sin does not excuse from sin, for Adam sinned less because he sinned in the hope of pardon, which seems to indicate presumption. Therefore, presumption is not a sin. Reply to the third objection. To sin with the intention of persevering in sin and through the hope of being pardoned is presumptuous, and this does not diminish but increases sin. To sin, however, with the hope of obtaining pardon sometime and with the intention of refraining from sin and of repenting of it is not presumptuous but diminishes sin, because this seems to indicate a will less hardened in sin.